I think it would be timely for me to introduce what is referred to as backward mapping as a way of framing these readings. Backward mapping is an approach to program and policy development that starts with those who are ultimately going to be the people affected most directly by the policy and the practices. In this case, those who are going to be affected most directly are children and their families, and to some extent, the practitioners. So really, the starting point for determining what should be effective practice and the workforce that is needed in order to provide that practice is to first and foremost be clear about who our population of concern is, what their needs are, and what their strengths are. If, in fact, for example, a population of concern was a population of individuals in need of polio vaccine, what we might come up with might be very different. The reality is that our population of concern is a diverse population in terms of the nature of their strengths, the nature of their problems, of the culture, cultural beliefs and values, the community context that they have, and the responsiveness to particular approaches. So the key starting point for us in talking about effective practice is that heterogeneity, that diversity of the population. The second issue then becomes an issue of what works for that population. Again, if we were dealing with preventing polio, as we have had to in this country, and it was one intervention, immunization with the polio vaccine, that worked for all people, we wouldn't need a range of services. We wouldn't need a very individualized approach. We wouldn't need an overall complex system of care. However, for our population, one of the starting points has to be to recognize that for individuals, many of whom have multiple needs and multiple problems, there tends to be no single intervention that has been demonstrated to be the effective intervention. And instead, as we have talked about, what systems of care have identified as working and promoting is a comprehensive, individualized, culturally competent, strength-based, family-centered approach. That leads us naturally into the next starting point for backward mapping. What are our values? What are our beliefs about how services should be provided? About the role of families? About our focus on culture? About our focus on strengths? So, in a sense, before we look specifically at practice and the workforce that we need to provide services, we need to anchor our look at practice in who is the population that we are serving. What do we know about what works for them, and how consistent is that with their values? It's always reassuring if we find a congruence or consistency between our values and what works, but that is not always the case. It may be, for example, that one of our values is that kids should be treated in the most normal, least restrictive environment as possible. Hospitals are not that. Self-contained special education classes are not that. However, it may be that for particularly youngsters, that is still the intervention that will be most effective or is most needed at that point in time. So we don't abandon the value, but there's always a process of balancing out our values with what the needs of the population are and what works and what their own preference and choice is.